Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Ward. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Matt Alexander. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Frayling. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Frayling. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards the mound. Blair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frayling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foley moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bailey moves to third. Woods moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frayling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into right field. Frias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts towards the mound. Frailing fields it and throws to first for the out. Frias moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Frias scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Ken Frailing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frailing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Breeden reaches second base with a double. Bailey goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Expos. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Breeden scores. It's 4-0, Expos. Jim Todd now pitching. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias is walked intentionally. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to third. Frias moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Cox scores. Frias scores. Blair moves to third. It's 6-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Hunt scores. It's 8-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Don Kessinger. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Frias. Ward reaches second base with a double. Morales moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alexander juggles the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Harris applying the tag. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote is hit by the pitch. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foote moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frias hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Frias reaches second base with a double. Foote scores. Cox moves to third. It's 9-0, Expos. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hunt hits a line drive into left field. Morales picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morales. Cox scores. Frias scores. Blair moves to third. Hunt moves to second. It's 11-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 12-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Boots Day now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen now playing left field. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris strikes out. 1 out. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Jim Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Breeden hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Breeden scores. Foote moves to second. It's 13-0, Expos. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Frias strikes out. 2 outs. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales strikes out. 1 out. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Blair covering, for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone now playing third base. Jim Tyrone now playing right field. Matt Alexander now playing center field. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Foote hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alexander, who is chasing the ball. Cox reaches third base with a triple. Foot goes all the way around to score. It's 14-0, Expos. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Frias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox scores. It's 15-0, Expos. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 15, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 15, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alexander. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen moves to third. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Breeden hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 15, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 15, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.